This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 4th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a runway incursion Friday morning at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. The board reports a PSA Airlines CRJ-200 regional jet operated as U.S. Airways Express Flight 2390 was cleared for takeoff on runway 18 left. After the regional jet was into its takeoff roll, a Pilatus PC-12 turboprop was cleared to taxi into position and hold farther down the same runway in preparation for a departure roll that was to begin at the taxiway A intersection. After the ground-based collision warning system alerted controllers, the takeoff clearance for the regional jet was canceled. The pilot of the PC-12, seeing the RJ coming down the runway on a collision course, taxied the PC-12 to the side of the runway. The FAA says the two planes came to a stop 10 feet from each other. Hartzell Propeller is a company with roots so deep, they precede the Wright brothers' first flight by a quarter century. If founder John Hartzell is looking down today, he's beaming with pride at the company's continuing technological advancements. Hartzell's latest addition to its top prop line is a three-bladed Scimitar prop with de-icing, STC'd for retrofitting to Cessna's turbocharged T210L Centurion. MSRP ranges from $9,800 to $11,800, depending on required equipment. What does that buy you? Well, Hartzell says you should expect 0 to 60 knot acceleration time to improve by 3%, a 4% improvement in climb, and another 2 to 3 knots in cruise speed compared to the original equipment. Mike Trudeau, Hartzell Propeller's top prop program manager, says the STC brings new economics and better value to owners of the T210L. Quote, "Our design engineers and aerodynamicists are making top props live up to their name once again," unquote. You can contact any authorized Hartzell dealer to get more details. After 18 years of litigation, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit has upheld earlier rulings that the U.S. Navy was entitled to terminate a contract with McDonnell Douglas and General Dynamics for development of the A-12 carrier-based stealth attack aircraft. That $4 billion contract was issued in 1988. 3 years later, following serious technical difficulties, the Department of Defense refused to approve additional funding, and the Navy declared the fixed-priced contract to be behind schedule, over budget, and in default. The court decision orders the contractors to repay the original $1.35 billion that the government invested in the program, and almost $1.5 billion more in interest. Attorneys for General Dynamics and for Boeing, which acquired McDonnell Douglas in 1997, immediately announced plans to appeal. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Embry-Riddle opens a new wildlife risk center. The Paris Air Show celebrates 100 years. And the CAF has another B-25 in the air. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, 2008 CFI of the Year Max Trescott tells us the story of how the word probably got him in hot water. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.